Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
If I had to bet on one thing in this game, I'd bet on Travis Kelce. I think he has been the most sure thing in their offense for the last 2 months. Here's Travis Kelce.
Everything is, you know, predicated off of you know, how the offensive line does, how the guys around us do, and obviously the chemistry me and Pat have been able to accumulate over the years. But I think this year is just, you know, every year is different. You got to kind of attack it differently, I think. In terms of athleticism and where I feel in terms of health right now, I feel like the offseason definitely helped me to at least get a head start on some of the wear and tear. So it's just the body feels better, but I think the production-wise, you know, our offense in general is having a better season than it was last year. So a lot more weapons.
That was Travis Kelce as he was meeting with the media and talking about his body. I give Travis a lot of credit for this. A lot of athletes talk about refocusing and getting their body back in order. I mean, we see this. There's 25 athletes that say this every single offseason. Man, you know what? I really refocused and I'm in the best shape of my career and this year is going to be different. There's a lot of players that end up saying that. I think Travis actually said it and lived it. He is a drastically different player this year than he was last year. He deserves to be celebrated for him putting in the work this offseason, refocusing this offseason, nutrition, working out, training, whatever it is. He is a much more explosive and a much more productive player this season than he was last year. And his over-under just continues to be criminally low, in my opinion. Rob, it's 57.5 heading into this game. I mean, he would have hit the over then in 5 of his last 6 games. So if you were telling me, hey, give me one thing that you feel super strongly about, I gave you a free $100, what would you bet on? I would keep betting on Travis Kelce's overs. I know he's going to get the targets. I know he's going to get the opportunities, and he has made the most out of those opportunities. I know you guys get on our show for being the anti-Travis Kelce show. I mean, he averaged 8.5 yards per catch last year. That's bad for a player of his magnitude. It's bad for anybody. He is now up 12. He's up to 12.6. I mean, he is quite literally 33% better at something. That's a big boost. People would love to see your stock portfolio take a 33% jump in terms of when you catch the ball, what it means. He has more touchdowns this season. So Travis did the talking this offseason, but he has certainly done the walking during the year. He's going to have another 1,000-yard season. I didn't think that was the case. Not after 2023, not after 2024. I didn't hear anybody think that Travis was going to get 1,000 yards this season, but I'd be surprised if he didn't get 1,000 yards. He's at 630 and then got 7 games left. If he just keeps basically doing what he's been doing, he'll have 1,100 yards this season. At this stage in his career, he's had a remarkable year.
He has been, he's been one of the, if not the brightest spot in the Chiefs offense. And I agree with him. This Chiefs offense is better than last year. So there's a lot of bright spots on this offense. So it's not like, you know, it's been a down year and Kelce's been good. There's been a lot of bright spots. Man, we make fun of it all the time because it's such a just a random platitude athletes say every year at camp. I'm in the best shape of my life. I mean, Bubba Starling would say that down in Arizona. Like, okay, super. That's great. I'm happy you're in the great best shape of your life. But Travis Kelce, it felt more pointed than that this offseason. It felt like he made a conscious effort, and he felt like he was not up to his own high standards from last season. And this year, he's back to looking like Travis Kelce. He's back to looking like the first team all-pro tight end. Like, you could argue that he's one of the, if not the best tight end in football right now. He was not that guy last season. He wasn't that guy in 2023. He looks maybe not as good as 2022 Travis Kelce, but he looks far more 2022-ish than he does 2023-ish.
I think Travis made a good point, and we'll play one more cut for you guys from Travis Kelce. I know that we think the other stuff, oh, well, you know, they got to live there a lot, and I get it. Man, the last couple off seasons, Travis has been doing a lot aside from football, and that's perfectly fine. You're allowed to do what you want in your free time. But I'm a big believer that, man, we only have 100% of ourselves. And if you're doing a podcast and you're in a new relationship and you moved and you got family and you're trying to do a game show and you're also trying to be on this FX show, just something goes by the wayside. So it's hard to me to tell me that you were still putting the same time in the gym, same workout, same nutrition, same doing all those things. And everything about your life is just so drastically different and pulling away and taking the time. Travis didn't have that kind of offseason this year. He wasn't running a television show on Amazon Prime. He wasn't doing all of that. He was on set for Happy Gilmore for one day. He really isn't in the movie. You're in there a little bit. You have a couple of lines. Hey, you're there. You say hi to Bad Bunny, hi to Adam Sandler, and you go home. So he said, hey, the last couple of years I've been more focused on entertainment, doing this stuff. I want to get back to basics. I think that's evidence that happened this year. He did get back to doing those things, and I think you're seeing the results on Sunday. He looks more explosive this season than he did last year. Maybe you're making the argument, well, their offense is more complete. Maybe that's the case. Last year, it was noticeable last year that he wasn't a very explosive player. That just hasn't been the case this year. Here's Kelce talking about his future with the team.
You know, seeing my brother go through it and seeing, just how the league works. You know, the season kind of restarts in April, and I want to give the Chiefs a good opportunity to, you know, whether I come back or not, and vice versa, like whether they want me back or not. It's one of those things where I'd like to make that decision before they got to get draft picks and the free agency opens, so that it gives them an opportunity to go out there and fill the roster appropriately. So all that will be at the end of the season, and I won't be thinking about it until then.
I think there is a chance Travis Kelce comes back, because we kind of use his brother's career as a guideline. His brother was kind of in the same situation. So his brother signed a 3-year, $24.5 million deal. That contract then expired. He then signed a 1-year contract. He then signed another 1-year contract. And then he finally retired in June of 2024. So he signed early. He signed a 6-year deal. He then restructured that in the middle, signed another deal. That deal expired. Jason then signed 2 1-year contracts to stay in Philadelphia, play out the string, and then obviously he retired, and he's having a great post-NFL career with all the cool media stuff that he's doing. I think there's a chance that Travis comes back. I really do. I think there's a chance. And it's not 100% on either way. But he just doesn't have the feel of somebody to me that is maybe 100% ready to go. Let's see how the rest of the season plays itself out. Let's see how he feels. But if Travis Kelce has 1,000 yards receiving this year and has 7 touchdowns, still feels very good, healthy, still has the fire, I could very easily see him coming back next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.